Okay, so we can begin, Vincent. So, why don't you tell me what dateme.tips, your website, is all about?
Okay, so dateme.tips is a website which, when I initially started it, I kind of had three thoughts of where it was kind of going to go, but I'm open-minded to where it might go to in the future. So initially, I was thinking the three points would be helping people with online dating, helping people learn how to connect with each other, in particular from a male perspective, because obviously I'm a man, but I think I understand romance and how people connect with each other enough to be able to speak in regards to all people, but in particular from a male perspective, of course, and also to do with breakups and if you have any chance of trying to get your ex back.
Okay, so those three pillars were kind of your inspiration for getting dateme.tips going. What inspired you? Was there something in your personal story that inspired you to start this? 'Cause I know, at least for me, online dating is just, it's kind of, it can be overwhelming sometimes. So from a woman's perspective, it's like, oh, there's so many choices. But what about for you? Is there something in particular that prompted you to come to those three ideas and then get started?
Yes. So my story, okay, so if we're going to go right back, so right back when I was somebody who'd like just left school, that kind of thing, I was very shy and I didn't really have m many people skills. I certainly didn't have any dating skills. And I found myself being drawn to online dating because it seemed to be an easier way for me to speak to women, because I just didn't really have a clue back then. So then, if we're to move on a few years, I basically got very experienced via online dating, mainly because that was my main focus. You know, I wasn't out and about meeting people because I didn't have the confidence, I didn't have the know-how. And after many kind of, you know, hit and miss attempts, I started to develop kind of theories and ideas of what was more successful in regards to how you can try to build a connection, how you can grow it, and how you can eventually meet people. That then developed into dating people and eventually getting into a long-term relationship, which, unfortunately for me, after a few years ended, and it ended all of a sudden, it ended out of the blue. And that really shocked me, and it totally changed my life. That moment being broken up with changed my life. And I started focusing on various things. One, why did I get broken up with? Because I thought everything was fine. Two, what could I have done better? And, you know, what mistakes had I made? Bearing in mind, I was told that I hadn't done anything wrong. It was one of those breakups. I was told, you haven't done anything wrong, but, you know, it's over kind of thing. So I'm there thinking, what on earth? You know, I'm going through the grief. I'm going through a the breakup. And it made me start to think to myself, right, okay, like, what am I going to do? So I spent a lot of time speaking to friends, speaking to family, going on forums online, reading about different people's experiences, and I started to piece together ideas and concepts about why breakups happen, about male and female sexual polarity, about dating in general. And all of a sudden, these ideas started floating around in my mind about nothing, nobody's advice actually resonated with me 100%, but if I added together different people's concepts and mixed in a few of my own, I thought, okay, that makes sense. So that then led me onto another online dating period where I kind of thought, right, okay, then, like, I know now a bit more about all of this, and I've done online dating before. I'm going to give this a best shot. And whilst I started online dating again, I also attempted to get my ex back. And
okay, which a lot of people try to do, which they can identify with, you know.
100%. And, you know, flashing forward just kind of briefly, I found that to be what people are most interested in regarding like my email coaching and things. But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but I found that getting your ex back or trying to and understanding a breakup and getting through it is what most people seem to be interested in regarding me. So with all of this going through my mind, I started to do this online dating, but whilst at the same kind of time was trying to get my ex back, trying different things. And it ended up being a situation where I did get her back and we didn't last forever again. It ended for a different reason this time. And one I was kind of more accepting of in regards to, okay, I get that. We had different life goals ultimately. And that's fair enough. But I was so happy that I'd managed to do it. I thought, okay, this is interesting. Mixed with all of this, I went on a bit of a what I call kind of like a dating rampage. It wasn't meant to be that way. It wasn't designed to be, I'm going to date loads and loads of women. It just panned out that when I was dating these women, it had gone from the past where I didn't know how to speak to girls to me being in a position where I seemed to hold the cards. And that's not being arrogant, but it's just being in a way that I was more often than not making the decisions if it proceeded or not, which I was never in that lucky position previous.
Do you think why do you think that, not from a point of arrogance, but a point of you held the cards maybe because you were more confident and you had taken the time to do research, you know, self-improvement, is that what you mean by holding the cards?
Yes, exactly. Everything I'd kind of learned to this point, which was, as I mentioned, it was discussing with friends and family. It was thinking of my own ideas, a bit of trial and error, but also reading online other people's ideas, some of which I thought was nonsense, some of which I thought, okay, you know, there might be something in this, and blending everything together. It was kind of like a perfect storm, as they say, of events, which led me to become more confident. I had more of a, you know, a live and let live kind of attitude. You know, I was coming out of heartbreak and I was very much like, well, I don't really care. Like, you know what I mean? It was less about me being very timid and, oh, I'm really scared, to me being more forthright. And when I started learning about sexual polarity, when I started learning about how that, and you know, you do have to generalize in these instances. There is never a 100% guaranteed, you know, thing that you can fit for everyone. But in general, most women are attracted to people in their masculine. So that is generally men. But if they're a lesbian, it would be, you know, more of a masculine female. And most men are attracted to women in their female. So once you understand this, and you know, I've gone over that very, very quickly because one of the books I've written is on that. But in essence, you can kind of say to yourself, I know what I need to be to attract the majority of people, and such things which feminine people generally like are leadership skills, are being a man of action, are being somebody who is confident and stable. And these kind of things I didn't really showcase previously, whereas all of a sudden I was now showcasing them. And
I see.
It led me to a point where I thought, there's something in all of this. And that is when I thought of DateMe.tips, because I was thinking, initially I wanted to write a book about online dating, because I thought to myself, I actually said to myself, gosh, you know, I could write a book on this. And I thought, why don't I? You know, and that was the beginning, because with DateMe.tips, I thought, well, I needed a website to showcase the book that I was going to write.
And that turned into, you said you get requests via email for dating advice, or what is that service that you provide?
Yes. So initially, I decided to write the first book, which was about online dating. And when I wrote that book, and bearing in mind, I'd never been an author before. And it's funny I mention it right now because I'm in the process of actually doing the second edition, mainly because, A, it could have been written better. And secondly, it's a couple of years old now. And there's a few things, you know, it's a fast moving world. And there's a few things that I've actually changed my opinion on. So, but that was my first book. Then instantly I started writing the second book, which was designed to help men learn about how to attract women. Again, I am generalizing, but to give them an edge, you might say. And then once that book had been written, I moved straight on to writing the third book, which was about heartbreak, trying to get your ex back, but recovering from heartbreak if you can't do that. And when I put those books on this website, it just seemed to me that there was something missing. I just felt, you know, I've made this website for books, but I think I could offer a more personalized service. So I decided to start doing podcasts, mainly to kind of get myself out there. And I do think that when you're trying to sell something, you need to prove to somebody why you're selling them it. You know, I don't think you should just, for instance, write a book and advertise it. And people are thinking, well, who are you? So I started doing podcasts thinking, well, this will kind of get my name out there. And if people like what I'm saying, they might buy a book. But then I started to find out via the comments and whatnot that people wanted something more personalized, because books are generalized, podcasts are generalized. So I started to do an email coaching service where, regarding those three main pillars, as well as if it was a, you know, a lady who wanted to learn about dating a man, you know, I believe I could cover that as well. But if anybody wanted help with dating, with getting over a breakup, trying to get their ex back, or online dating, you know, I believe I could help them via email coaching. So they will tell me their problem and I will give you my opinion and an action plan. Just for, in essence, it's advice. Obviously, you know, you're responsible for your actions and your decisions, but I'm there to provide my opinion.
Right. In a personalized space, you know, a little more personalized than the generalized book or the podcast. That's excellent.
100%. And whilst I was actually just finalizing everything regarding that, I thought, you know what, it's one thing having your own beliefs and ideas, but I could do with some type of academic qualification as well. So I was searching and I found that there was a course for relationship and couples counseling. And I completed that course and I managed to obtain the highest grade you could, which was a distinction. So I thought to myself, right, okay, I've got my own theories, but now I've actually got a proper qualification in relationship and couples counseling. That's kind of like the final string to my bow that I feel.
Yeah, for once you're in the relationship, you know, advice for maintaining a healthy balance, and is that the type of things you learned in that course, just maintaining a healthy relationship?
Definitely, yes. I mean, I'm qualified now that if I wanted to, I could, you know, meet people, you know, physically one-on-one, like couples, and discuss their problems. You know, if you was going through, you like marriage counseling or couples counseling. However, I do think that's a little bit restrictive in regards to, you know, you can only meet people who can get to you. Whereas I've done email coaching for people across the world. You know, so I'm in England. I've done email coaching in the US, Canada, Spain, different areas of Europe. You know, it's going quite worldwide. So I thought, why restrict myself to who can see me physically when I'm helping these people around the world?
And you're helping singles and people in relationships, because, you know, where there's all both. So you've moved to that, expanded to that space.
I think what I find really important is this is a passion project. Obviously, I'm trying to earn a living from it now. However, I've got a burning desire to help people not suffer like I suffered. You know, I was initially very shy and didn't know how to get a date. I've had many rejections. I've had my heart destroyed, not just broken, shattered. And if I can do anything just to help a few people through experience, research, and, academic qualification, then I feel good about it. So it's turned into a burning desire to help people. Of course, it's my job as well, and I'm earning money from it, but I think when you're earning money from doing something that you love, you really put in more effort.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like work. I mean, I can tell just talking to you how passionate you are, about helping people, because you went through it yourself and you're like, okay, I've been there and I'm going to try to do what I can to give advice to other people that might be a little lost.
Thank you. Excellent. Yeah, definitely. It's a scenario where I'm not professing to be somebody who was like brilliant at all of these aspects. I was the bottom of the bottom. I was the person who was too scared to go and speak to a girl. I was somebody who, when I finally did get a girl, got dumped, and, trying to figure out why that was, even though I hadn't actually, in inverted commas, done anything wrong. In essence, I wasn't doing enough right. But it's now put me in a position where I just want to help people, as much as I can, and just try to get the message out there that you can achieve stuff. You can be somebody who feels really low, and self-improvement does work genuinely. Like, you can become a little bit better every single day or whatever it is. And, that would be my message.
How do you think self-improvement benefits singles and people in relationships? By improving each day, what do you think builds that confidence and just doing something for yourself? How does that reflect in relationships?
That's a great question. So I would say, for a start, in relationships, you should always be in dating mode. The amount of people who end up brokenhearted because of complacency is very, very high. And I do believe, as challenging as it is, you need to remain in dating mode. And when I say that, I mean, you've got to treat your partner as if you would in the first few weeks and months of dating. So you're trying to show them your best side. You're trying to keep things fresh and fun and exciting. And in regards to self-improvement, I think you need to be pushing forward. I'm not really a believer in standing still. For me, you're either going forward or you're going back. If you're treading water, you're going back. And just touching on the sexual polarity belief that I have, I do think that is especially important for the person who is more masculine in the relationship. Somebody who showcases drive, somebody who showcases kind of a desire to push forward, is generally very is generally a trait that is found very attractive by people in the feminine. So most women will find a man with passion, desire, drive very attractive. So it's important for women as well, of course. But if you're a man and you don't have any drive, if you're a man and you've got into a relationship and you're not suggesting how this is going to go forward, you're not, maybe you don't live with each other and you don't suggest moving in with each other, 9 months, a year and a half down the line, then you can expect to get dumped. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that is just how it is. It is important for everybody to self-improve and to have goals. But in particular, the person who's more masculine in the relationship is going to be the person who is probably looked upon to make suggestions of how things can go forward. And self-improvement is a part of that. If you're somebody who is happy in kind of doing what you're doing, but you get into a little bit of a rut, that is not appealing in a relationship to your partner. That's how I see it.
Right. I agree. I definitely agree on self-improvement, because I see what you're saying more so with the man moving the relationship forward. But, for women as well, I feel like it's more attractive for both partners always to have that, you know, growth mindset and keep going forward and, you know, rather than becoming stagnant. That's excellent, excellent point. Don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Their patron service?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell me what that's about.
Okay, so so in essence, there's a website called Patreon, and it's something that other people connect to their websites as a way of trying to help sustain what they're doing. So creatives do it often because it's a good way of getting kind of fans to support you. So I've connected it to my website, and I promote it on my podcasts as a way of saying, you know, if you like what I'm doing and you would like a little more of it, then on my Patreon, if you pay a minimal amount of money a month, you will be able to unlock extra content. It's kind of like a extra content behind a very small paywall, in essence.
Nice. Very nice.
It's extra podcasts generally, but there is like other bits and bobs in there as well. And it just helps, you know, once, you know, when you're putting podcasts out there, as I do, I try to do 3 a week or so. You know, it can be quite time consuming, thinking of topics, doing the podcast, making sure it's gone okay and you haven't gone wrong and have to start again. And, you know, before you know it, you've wasted a few hours of your day, which obviously you've not earned any money from. And at the end of the day, we all need to eat, you know, so it's a nice way of saying, look, if you like the podcasts, even if you don't want email coaching, or you don't want to buy a book, if you like the podcasts and you want to listen to some bonus ones, then, you know, it's just a few dollars a month. You know, you can unlock those.
Excellent. Very, very nice. I think that's all I have for you today.
Oh,
is there anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, I think we've gone over everything in general.
It's a little more info.
Brilliant interview. You know, thank you so much for taking the time to want to do it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.